Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, blockchain continues to captivate Singapore's institutional and private sector players. The Singapore Blockchain Ecosystem Report 2020, in fact, found that 80% of local businesses expressed optimism for the tech's growth and maturity. Government initiatives such as the Singapore Blockchain Innovation Program, where 12 million Singapore dollars will fund the development and commercialization of real-world blockchain applications, can further drive a culture of experimentation and innovation. So is blockchain finally more than a buzzword for Singapore's business ecosystem? We find out from Gautaman Raghodaman, CEO of Achilles. Thanks so much for joining us today. I understand we can call you G-Man.
Thank you, Hobie.
So let's talk about how it went from criticism to confidence and why Singapore has now taken on a favorable stance towards emerging tech such as blockchain.
I think at the heart of it, it's the government's smart nation agenda. And by virtue of building a very digitally connected market or a country or a nation, blockchain becomes one of the critical enablers in managing a network of participants or members or enterprises or consumers. So I think that's the single largest trigger for the Singapore government to really look at it in an optimistic manner.
How else are we seeing that businesses are embracing these emerging techs, particularly blockchain?
20 to 25% of the enterprises are just still trying it out. We are still in the stages of proof of concept or use cases being built, while the conviction on the application of technology is quite high. I would say in my interactions, I've not found anyone saying no to it. But it is about deploying and finding a good scalable use case. And that's where we are today in this country and in most of the markets as well.
Are we seeing businesses, though, going beyond the exploratory stage and actually trying to implement some of it?
In stages and in phases, because I always tell people that blockchain is a team sport. The more participants who join the network or the ecosystem, it's better and widely covered. If we have only one or two participants trying to work around it, it limits scalability.
Yeah.
So it's all about finding critical mass in every single sector, whether it is fintech or martech where we work on, or insurance, or any of the other initiatives. The objective today is to find more people join the I don't use the word consortium, but join the group.
Yeah.
And collectively start exchanging value with each other, because that's where the network effects come in. So I think people like us, Achilles, or many of the blockchain corporations are now actively trying to create sufficient critical mass for wider deployment. Till such time, it will still be use cases. You know, we are trying to use these use cases to convince corporates.
Yeah, shore up the evidence, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But in a time of financial frugality, it's hard, though, to convince companies to place that long-term bet. You talk about it being a team sport. It's also a long game that they have to be playing.
Yeah.
And might be a bit challenging at this point where they're sort of worrying about a lot of things.
Yes, but in the defense of this argument, from whatever we have done so far, even in a marketing and advertising industry, all our trials, we have done 13 to 15 of them now, universally establish at least 10% productivity on costs that's being put on a marketplace and minimum of 20% productivity on the top line. So the evidence is there, because we are living in a sharing economy, not just in the way we use our fiat currencies. Today, everything is digital. Most of the market system can actually, without touching and feeling the real currency, you can exchange. We've gone beyond fiat currencies to many other ways in which we can exchange value, likes, comments, recommendations, and other stuff. So I think it is now all about bringing people together. The evidence is there. So in fact, the way we are now looking at it is that treat blockchain like internet and electricity. Don't pay for the technology, but pay for the benefits it brings to the system. And that's the only way we can enlist more people on board, Hobby.
Also, this mindset change, what else do businesses need to adopt it? I mean, how many have accepted that, like the Chinese, we have a saying, if you don't put the small fortune out, you can't get the big fortune in.
Totally with you on it.
Yeah.
So to me, it is about education. There are a lot of stuff, you know, when we present and we talk to them about it, the first 15 minutes of the discussion, we invariably get into talking about the technology, which puts them off.
Yeah.
I think it is about getting down to the basics to talk about cryptography, security, safe protection of data, smart contracting. These are very big words.
Mm.
So unless and until we simplify this and make it understandable in a common man's language, which essentially means that, as you rightly said, the small fortune investment is in building awareness and education, in bringing the ecosystem to come together so that we can take the next step. So either the blockchain ecosystem invests in education and awareness building, or we together create it, that to my mind is the single largest stumbling block today.
We're speaking with Gautaman Raghavan, CEO of Achilles, or G-Man. Talk to us about Achilles' involvement with Project Ubin and how that's maybe helped when you speak to other players, that you have the backing of the Monetary Authority of Singapore, the Singapore government also put their trust in you.
Absolutely. Thank you for this. So Project Ubin is a system that enables more players to come together to engage and exchange value in a friction-free manner from a fiat currency point of view. We leveraged that approach in the marketing and advertising industry to ensure that when advertisers spend money on a publisher or any of the platforms, it's typically another supply chain like any other industry. So we map the entire journey of the impressions and close the loop with every single supply chain partner to be able to make the payment online as well. So there is no need for a parallel system of reconciliation and, you know, a commercial verification across multiple partners and then go to the bank to pay. Our system is put on a ledger across all the participants, including the bank. So you can pay at speed moment the activity is concluded or verified to have accomplished its purpose. What it means is that it unlocks the working capital for everybody in the supply chain that can be used for either a leverage in discussions between each other or put back in the system for better productivity. So I think Ubin is a very critical cog in the entire supply chain to close the loop, because technically speaking, if it does happen, it really opens up the economy for a much better deployment of the working capital.
Let's talk about then 2021, G-Man, and beyond, whether there are potential trends in blockchain commercialization in Singapore and also the broader APAC region.
Yes. So 21, I think we are technically in a countdown mode to the world beyond cookies, which Google announced that they will pull the plug in the Chrome browser. Mm. We already have Safari and Firefox blocking third-party trackers. So we are, as an industry, from not just in marketing, advertising, as a common man, their privacy is under question, or at least the awareness is being built on that particular topic of how private is your data. Look at what's the drama that's going on in India about WhatsApp versus Signal versus Telegram. These are issues that is coming up from just being in few groups, but it is now becoming a state-level discussion. To my mind, 2021 is a year of privacy being brought to the center stage, not just for the common man, but for the governments and the regulations to get involved in to really put it to practice. We have GDPR in European Union. We have CCPA in the US, which is going to become a regulation in a year's time. Most markets have it. Singapore has PDPA as well. But when we are getting into an economy of markets across multiple nations, every nation needs to have its own regulation, and those regulations need to talk to each other. So if you have to pick up one word, 2021 is all about privacy. And blockchain plays a very key role in privacy, because the distributed ledger provides the proof of what's been done with your data. And that is
sounds challenging
public.
To do, though, G-Man, to get everyone together on the same page, or to create that same page even.
It is true, but the way we are seeing it is that since an individual's privacy is dependent on multiple exchanges across multiple platforms, everybody needs to maintain the same record. So collaboration might not become an option. So you know what I mean? Sharing of information is the way future, and shared value exchanges in a collaborative manner is the only way we can build the ecosystem. And therefore, a distributed ledger plays a very key role in safe and secure collaboration. We need to really educate the consumers on
it. Yeah, because also wouldn't different adoption rates factor if people are not...
It is.
If hasn't penetrated that particular region, then we can't all get on the same page.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it we are going round in circles, but a significant amount of our time is being spent in bringing everybody, you know, inch by inch so that the circle is complete. So that everybody comes on board. So the biggest learning for me this year or last year is that how many people can you convince to represent a critical mass in a particular industry to say that this can be deployed.
It's often the case, as history has told us, innovation takes some time for people to accept, new things especially.
Yes.
So it's onward and upward. Gautaman Raghuraman, CEO of Achilles, thank you so much for your time. Good luck, sir, and stay safe.
Thanks a lot.
This is Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.